When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you think, like, Diddy Kong knows that Uncle Donkey, which is a wonderful thing to say, do you think he knows he, like, had a brief princess kidnapping Mario attempted murdering period?
I think there was just a few years when he was not invited to holidays.
Yeah, like, those were the lost years. DK, yeah. The lost years.
I don't think Diddy knows this because those video games are old as shit.
Sure.
Like, yeah. If you're born also, in the 90s, you're not playing some video game from the 80s. Fuck that.
So he just has no idea that his uncle was the original Bowser.
Yeah, it's a family secret.
Okay.
No, I think it's like he meets old friends of his, and they're like, oh, man, you're your uncle back in the day.
He made some bad choices. Diddy, let me tell you about these choices. Let me tell you about these oil-filled barrels your uncle used to love.
Me and your uncle, we used to tear down so many fucking barrels. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you got really drunk? No.
No, man.
I mean, he was drunk. We'd get so fucked up that he'd go on top of a
building. I don't think he can make that excuse. I don't think he was drunk. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. I guess also as regards the family, specifically in Donkey Kong Country, are these kids supposed to be Candy's kids? Are they Funky Kong's kids?
Well, I have Wikipedia.com open to the Diddy Kong entry, which I suspect is longer than some major historical events. And Diddy Kong...
Well, I mean, he's the best player in Donkey Kong Country, so this totally makes sense to me.
He's referred to initially as his best friend, then his nephew.
Because the best friend thing was a little weird.
Yeah, and then nephew, and then Donkey's little nephew wannabe. And then he went back to being his nephew. Yeah. And then Dixie Kong was added as his girlfriend.
Who's
no
Diddy's?
Dixie Kong is Diddy's sister.
This says girlfriend.
Ew, what? They're
Where are they
twins.
From? Where are they from?
Let's see, they're from Donkey Kong Country, so they are technically country.
Yeah, but where is that? What state is that in?
If I'm guessing Donkey Kong
New
Country,
Mexico,
I'm feeling Arkansas.
There aren't
this cavern.
I don't think there are any laws in New Mexico that could work.
Kong County, Arkansas.
Oh my God, we got to make Donkey Kong County.
This is what we do with every problematic and racistly named county in the South. You just change it to some widely agreed upon video game name. Congratulations. You now live in Waluigi County.
Waluigi seems pretty racist.
Yeah.
I think he's just...
He's one of those dudes who goes around sharing the memes on Instagram about being Italianx.
Yes. Yes. This is discrimination against Italians. We know, Waluigi. We know.
It's like, aren't you Greek? Shut up.
He's Macedonian. He doesn't like to talk about it.
It's hard to explain, okay? People don't want to hear Macedonian. I don't want to give a lecture every time
yeah,
I talk
well,
about
my ethnicity.
Yeah, well,
maybe if you didn't still call it Rhodesia, Waluigi, we wouldn't have this problem.
I feel like Waluigi, he will not admit he's Italian. He's going to say, I'm Roman.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm Tuscan. Like a bean salad.
It's like, Waluigi had a lot of negative things to say about Sardinia. Fuck.
Waluigi's old bean salad ass.
I believe it when you say that Waluigi would lie about his ethnicity 7 times and gratuitously for no reason.
I'm now learning he's
probably Danish.
The Donkey Kong of Donkey Kong Country is actually Donkey Kong the 3rd.
Oh, this is some Metal Gear shit. Here we go.
Wait, what?
So, the original Donkey Kong that we know of from the very old original.
Right, they didn't. This is not him rehabilitated.
Right. Is that's Cranky Kong. That's his. What he's known now.
Sure seems like it.
He is Donkey Kong Jr.'s father, where that's a separate game where Donkey Kong Jr. tries to save his dad from Mario.
Donkey Kong Jr. is older than Donkey Kong
Jr., you will note, no longer in the picture.
Correct.
Donkey Kong is Donkey Kong III?
Yeah, he should be Trip Kong.
This is more Metal Gear than Metal Gear.
Trey Kong. No, he goes by Trey.
This is Donkey versus Snake.
Yes, correct.
The lineages are getting...
Liquid Kong.
This is fucking 100 years of solitude shit here.
Snake.
Donkey Kong. R.I.P. Donkey Kong 1.
Fuck.
Killed in bar fight.
That's right.
Shit.
This is so disturbing that they just left Donkey Kong 1 out there. Just like, yeah he was angry.
But at least he got to be in the game. Where's Junior?
He was angry. He was my daddy. And I loved him, even if I didn't know him.
Which also, by the way, talk about a dude who was born to be called Junior.
But then there are several Kongs that are not in the family at all. That are just
no
like,
relation.
Like Candy Kong is Donkey Kong's girlfriend.
I thought she was Funky Kong's girlfriend.
No, Funky Kong is Donkey Kong's friend and entrepreneur. This is fucking...
Oh,
that
no.
Mean? Oh,
I don't know.
That mean, Funky does that Kong? Mean okay. weed dealer?
Yes.
Funky
correct.
Kong is that kid from a troubled home that lived in your house and later ended up being adopted, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is my entrepreneur. What the fuck? Get a job.
Man, the Kong family's complicated.
He does have a job. He operates Funky's Flights.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't judge.
What happened to what this family used to do best, which was climb on top of tall buildings and throw barrels off of them?
We got to get back to our roots.
which is being killed by Japanese security forces,
which is
after we climb skyscrapers in Tokyo and throw
barrels. The more I'm reading about the Kong family, the more I'm like, this could have been a season of Justified.
We're not sure whose nephew, but like maybe
Raylan Givens.
This is some Quarrels. Oh my God, Quarrels.
We used to throw barrels together.
We used to throw barrels.
I'm currently combating a steel drum that is emitting snakes, and I just remembered there's a snake story I would like to discuss.
Okay,
Spencer, do you want to apprise the fellas of my findings? Because I have both hands full.
I should.
So are we saying the Donkeyverse and Metal Gear have yet another thing in common?
Yeah.
And the real world.
Yes. I'm going to give the people a welcome first. To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you want another one, too bad. You'll have to find another one that doesn't regale you with the intense, convoluted family tree, the lineage of the Kong family, which I still maintain. Kong County. Kong County's in Arkansas, since geography's a theme tonight. Kong County, Arkansas. Diddy Kong County.
Donkey Kong County would be a way different game.
Diddy Kong County, though, that's pure Mississippi right there. Diddy Kong.
Dixie Kong County, surprisingly, upstate New York.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly at all.
Yeah, no. It's weird. But yeah, Holly found something that I think we do have to discuss. Because when the phrase plague of snakes comes up, ladies and gentlemen, we will plant our flag on that story. Southeastern Australia has been battling a mouse plague for a couple of months now. But not just a mouse plague. No, 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 no. Because we don't talk just
They're
about...
They're really, really mean.
Cannibal mice. And their authorities are worried that due to the cannibal mice running out of food and just overpopulating the area... To the point, by the way, where there are people quoted in this story who say, if I go outside, they'll just run all up and down my pants. They'll just run up and down, up and inside
Spring
my trousers.
Break!
So, two initial questions. These are specifically mice, not rats.
Mice.
It says mice, which I thought were cute.
Yeah, that sounds adorable, frankly. I gather it's horrible.
Although I understand, I guess, in a climb like Australia's where all of the wildlife is famous and beloved for trying to kill you, this might be horrifying to their sensibilities.
Oh, yeah. They can't wrap their minds around it. It's like Lovecraft looking at a puppy dog. Like, oh, no, an animal I can see. My second question here is I forgot it. All right. Really pressing. Oh, the cannibal mice. Doesn't that problem solve itself? The plague of cannibal mice.
Yeah. Are they just not very good cannibals?
I think they're not very good cannibals because they're breeding faster than they can eat each other. A problem in a sentence that I never really thought I would articulate until
so
I just did.
Problem is the mice are far too horny.
The mice are horny. They are hornier than they are hungry. How's that?
Okay, hang on. I just pulled into Funky's Flights, and Funky Kong is saying, if you guys see Candy on your travels, tell her I'll give her surfing lessons anytime. Wow. First of all, that's the wrong form of anytime. It should be two words, not one. Second of all, is Funky Kong hitting on Donkey Kong's girlfriend in front of Donkey Kong?
Oh, no. I think that's a death threat. I think, give you surfing lessons is code for drown you.
Or hit you with a surfboard.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I'm glad we cleared this up. Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. No, just hit you with a surfboard and leave you right there on the beach.
Okay.
That's why they call me Funky Kong. Because your death's going to be funky. Bunk, bunk, bunk. Swing. Cannibal mice in Australia people are worried that this will lead to my favorite thing, which is that the cannibal mice, when you get an overflow of the cannibal mice, who, by the way, are so abundant that they have destroyed 44 radio towers throughout southeastern Australia.
Wait, like chewing through the wires?
Yeah.
This sounds like video game quest shit.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, this is a Far Cry game. This is what you do in every Far Cry game.
Yep.
Is you go to radio
destroy
towers.
Radio towers, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and then... I wonder if the cannibal mice are doing like badass zip lines off them. Please say they're doing that.
I think they're just boning up there.
Anyway, according to Australian concerns, apparently they are worried that snakes are going to, quote, follow the rodents to this portion of Australia, and we're going to trade the mouse plague for a snake plague. You know, snakes famously being, you know, bereft. Snakes are real followers, I guess is their concern, that snakes do not, you know, possess the necessary self-esteem, maybe the personal wherewithal to determine their own destiny, and are just famously doing whatever the mice are doing.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. But how will the snakes can't communicate via radio anymore, so how will they know?
They got social media now.
Yeah.
Like every website eventually turns into what type of snake is this, right?
Sure.
You know
which, by the way, I was told about a next door neighborhood near us where there was like a running what type of snake is this thing going on, and somebody just posted a picture of Jake the Snake Roberts and said, "What is this?" and got like 50 comments. That now they're the most popular person in the neighborhood because everyone's like, "Yeah, that's Jake, brother."
Man, do you guys ever think about just like going into a normal social media space and just setting yourself up as a king?
Oh, posting things that people saw 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like they don't know.
No.
They don't know any better.
You could just go.
You could be a god on Nextdoor.
Yeah. You could just go be the Jay Leno of Nextdoor. Hey, did you guys hear about this? Did you see this thing?
So you're saying wait 2 weeks and then post this cannibal mice story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If it's on Nextdoor, it'll be like, and they're coming here.
Right.
Yeah. To
buy a gun.
Property values. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? Question mark.
Who brought them here? It was probably Frank.
Yeah. Posting the cannibal mice story to Nextdoor racistly.
Yeah.
You said they posted it next door. It's kind of implied.
They don't even pay taxes, the cannibal mice.
Actually,
don't make me like them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, were you doing neoliberal next door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mice. Cannibal mice explained.
So if the mice are going to cause, if the mouse plague causes a snake plague, what does the snake plague cause? Bird plague?
I'm so glad you asked, Ryan.
Eagle plague.
So
we're going to look up natural predators of snakes in Australia.
Okay, yeah.
One, man.
Well, man plague's already there. Already.
I was actually going to say people named snakes, so.
Maybe a snake. And Reg. Don't forget Reg. Reg is a beast when it comes to snake steak. That man could just put him down.
There's an 8,000% increase in Reg in the region.
Hey, you gotta watch that, mate. he's an infestation all by himself. There is one problem with a snake infestation in Australia.
One?
Because, you know, no, like one that is bigger than you might even know.
Okay.
How many species of snake, venomous snake, exist in southeastern Australia? How
170.
Many?
Is that a
problem? Gotta be at least two, I think.
Hey, Ryan, what's your number?
28.
Okay. Holly's over, but really not by that much, because there are 100.
Okay.
170
exactly.
That sounds like somebody got
on
lazy and just rounded off.
Yeah.
I'm
not buying it.
Can I tell you that the exact phrasing is about 100? And let me say, that's too vague for my liking when it comes to the discussion of venomous snakes. I'd like to know exactly how many.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned. Why is that make this a worse or different problem?
Also, why is that one problem?
Yeah,
abundant food.
Sure,
drawing a.
But the snakes are going to get fat, lazy, and distracted.
Right.
It's a veritable theme park out there right now. No worry about snakes at all.
And if the snakes are going to go eat mice, that means they're not going to be biting people.
Yeah.
Why would they waste their time biting people when they're all this good mouse eating?
Like when you go to the aquarium, you see the sharks swimming around lazy around the school of fish. The shark's not attacking because it's well fed. Now all the snakes of Australia are just propped up on the couch, packed full of horny mice. They're not going to bother people.
There's a Pogue song about this.
Yeah.
Are you saying the policy problem is that the snakes will be too happy?
Yeah, and then they just want to hang out and talk about how awesome Mark Philippoussis was.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Andrew Bogut gets a bad rap.
He deserves a bad rap.
He does. He does. Gonna be like, hey, you know Joe Ingles? That guy doesn't get enough respect.
Andrew Bogut gets an accurate rap.
Yeah.
Joe Ingles is the one who doesn't get enough respect.
Which is ironic for someone who cannot rap at all.
I saw. If you don't know Joe Ingles, he is the ever smiling Utah Jazz basketball player who looks like just the biggest male pattern baldness dad dork, and then you remember that he makes $10 million a year and once hit like 3 3-pointers over Paul George, which that's kind of its own joke, but like, damn, when Joe Ingles is owning you, this might be time to hang it up. But he's Aussie. I'm sure the snakes will talk about him.
I just think like the snake problem is a good thing.
Yeah, but you're from Florida.
And I'm doing great. Am I wearing a tank top while we record? Brother, I fucking am.
Are you? I don't think I've ever seen you in a tank top.
This is the first time I've worn one in probably 10 years.
Do you feel like a Toretto?
I don't. God, I wish I did.
Okay.
Where all did you wear it? Is it just for the recording?
Just backyard, and then left it on for the recording because
we love it.
Yeah, yeah, really, just like trying to keep the outdoor vibes going on this podcast.
I think actually we should probably all commit to wearing either. Not that this will be a problem for anyone, but we should all commit to wearing either tank tops or hoodies at all times when recording this show.
I got hoodie outside covered on that.
All right. Glad to have that covered.
Spencer's got good tank top vibes.
I do. I have just naturally good tank top vibes. I credit that to, yes, several years in Florida, but also an upbringing in Tennessee under like the state where, you know, the T-top was always in fashion in every single way. I was thinking, too, that if I really wanted to see this natural phenomenon in action, I would have to fly to Australia, which...
Are we allowed to do that right now? Yet?
You know what? I have no idea. Like, this is how devoid I am of planning. I don't even know where I can go as an American.
I was really hoping that I would be the primary devaluer of my own passport.
Here's what I got for you. This is from the Australian Government Department of Health. Australia's borders are closed. The only people who can travel to Australia are Australian citizens, permanent residents, immediate family members, and travelers who have been in New Zealand for at least the 14 days before the date of departure.
Shit. What about mice?
It says people, so we could load a plane full of American mice.
Mm-hmm.
And just mice crash it into
smaller
Australia.
Smaller than people.
What about 100 mice in a trench coat? But it's me.
Passes. That passes.
Can the mice claim me as a dependent?
Did Jason just admit that he can shapeshift into 100 mice?
What if
he
I
sure
am
did,
a
just like
comfort.
Sammy in Sideways Stories from Wayside School?
What if I'm a comfort Damn. Animal for a mouse?
I think you can go on the plane, but they won't let you into the country.
So I just get to ride the plane there? And
then you'll just stay at the airport, yeah.
What if I'm sneaky?
Listen, like all of this, mouse. I think all of this assumes, I'm going to go ahead and Apple F, sneaky, nope, does not appear on this page, so they're not prepared for you.
Huh.
You can sneak into Australia.
I think like all Australian rules and regulations, if you just challenge them on it more than once and ask, do you really care about this? They'd be like, nah, mate. I don't care.
Like, don't what care about the whole area that's just like desert? They're not using it.
What if I go to the big empty? What if I just go to the middle?
directly there?
What they call it. Is that what they call it? The big empty?
I don't know if they call it the big empty. That's what they should call it.
So what are you hypothesizing that there's like a flight coming from, I don't know, San Francisco to Australia, and when they are over the middle, they say, okay, anybody who's not an Australian citizen or one of these other categories, jump out now. Here's a parachute.
Yeah, they should let you DB Cooper it.
That's not what that was
which,
at all. But
which
sure.
part of DB Coopering?
I mean, the parachuting part, not the demanding money part.
Right.
You know,
I feel like they're probably, they're still a little tetchy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm just doing the DB Cooper thing. Which is, I'm going to look boss in a suit while I demand money and, you know, order a martini or two.
And I don't know how handsome he really was. There's no way of knowing how horny that sketch artist was at the time.
It was the 70s. Point. Not only, there were two things I know were common: people being unnecessarily horny at weird times and hijackings.
Right, so DB Cooper, frankly, could have looked like anything.
Yeah, that DB could have stood for Dad Bod. He could have been pretty schlumpy out of there.
He could have been 100 mice.
He could have been 100 mice. 100 cannibal Australian mice who needed $1 million so they could go buy more mice to eat. It's the American mice, the ones we want to smuggle into the country.
Why are we smuggling? I got lost. Why are we smuggling mice?
So that we can
Why not?
We can prove we can get literally anything into this country that thinks it's too good for us.
Yeah. That's it. And if
like
not,
you
I
look
just
at you look at the requirements. Listen. You look at the requirements to move into New Zealand, and it's like, who do you think you are? You were just born there.
What is Donkey
that?
Kong an Aussie?
I don't think.
No.
Attitudinally, yes.
Probably one of them.
Sure. Was.
Funky, probably.
Funky, absolutely.
Funky's definitely an Aussie. Yeah. I think Funky's an Aussie. I think Diddy to me is like a British 90s club kid.
Oh my God, is Diddy from Essex?
Yeah, Diddy is from Essex, and Diddy has been trying to be a DJ for like 25 years.
Right.
And it's just not happening. And then in the meantime, like, he cuts hair. That's what Diddy.
He's not Kim. Don't do that.
He's Kim, but he's Kim who wants to be a DJ. Look at him. He's endlessly charismatic and tiny, like Kim.
Hmm. But he's missing a Chris, or is Chris supposed to be Donkey Kong?
I think Chris is supposed to be Donkey Kong.
Okay.
They have about the same IQ.
Listen, Australia used to be a penal colony. Georgia used to be a penal colony. We don't have to be enemies.
Only Georgians may fly to Australia. Direct flights somehow on the fucking Concorde.
We got that big old airport. What for?
My favorite discussion of anything Australian, by the way, when somebody's like, Georgians should go there. And I'm like, listen, koalas are there. Koalas, like, if you, I have a feeling that if you come from a state where people just, and I'm not talking about us, I'm just talking about your average American, when you're like, do you come from a state where people might be kind of aggressive and dumb? I think you should just get into Australia. Why? Loaded with koalas. Koalas, naturally the, like, nasty and aggressive dumb animal with the smoothest brain in the mammal kingdom.
Koalas, like, are mean.
So, yeah, koalas are mean.
Koalas are mean in the sense that they, like, koalas sleep something like 18 hours a day.
Because they have no energy.
So they're mean the other 6 hours because they wish they were sleeping.
I mean, I'm not scared of a koala, but I am scared of the koala's friend, the kangaroo.
Oh, you should be.
I mean, so, yes, but kangaroos are wily. Koalas are so absolutely dumb because they only, and they have the smoothest brain because they only eat eucalyptus leaves. That's barely enough to, like, function a low wattage brain, much less one that you would need to, I don't know, live in kind of a tree kind of environment requiring spatial thinking. Yeah, like, koalas are just barely there. There are all these videos, if you go on YouTube, of people having to move koalas out from the middle of the road because the koalas are like, this is a really smooth, weird tree. I'll just lay here.
Damn. Coming straight. It's fine. Can I grab the wheel and spin it very hard to the left here?
Please.
What else? Yeah. For the first
just
time.
Just real quick, I'm watching a koala fight on YouTube. They are staring at each other and squeaking. I'm not scared of the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. This is a New York Times infographic from like 4 days ago. The title of the infographic is Where to Garden in the Nude. These are the best and worst large U.S. cities for naked gardening, according to a study by LawnStarter.com. I don't know.
Why do you want to be outside doing work naked? Isn't naked like a relaxation state?
It's a great question. I'm going to tell you that
Yankees.
I blame wasps.
Yeah. Atlanta is number 4 on this list of the best cities to garden naked.
That actually makes sense due to the tree cover.
Yeah, it really does.
Nashville is 92. One of the worst to garden naked.
Because they know how fucking busybodies.
The bottom of the list here, no pun intended, yes it
Phoenix.
Was. Lincoln, Nebraska, number 100. Huh.
And on Scott Frost Day too.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't show the metrics.
No, it's just a list of here's the top 10.
Opinion?
It says it's according to a study, but that doesn't mean anything.
What the fuck? So
we're
this is
this.
The fucking Yankees saying in flyover country, you can't garden. I mean, all they do is farm in the whole state.
99 is Boise, so you have a point.
I mean,
some of these you track, like
mountain air blowing between your legs as you garden out,
like,
there in Boise.
Detroit is the 95th worst city to naked garden. And that sounds right.
Does it?
Miami is the best city to naked garden. And that also sounds right.
What? No.
Well, because
no.
Why would you wearing clothes in Miami? You're trapping in all that humidity.
Right.
But sunburn.
Yeah.
Now, I first of all, you know the kind of person that's naked gardening in Miami, and that person is like tortoise leather. That person's skin is not afraid of the sun in the same way that Jason is not afraid of a koala. There are no first timers here.
I finished the whole video. One of them grabbed the other by the leg, and that animal has never had hands put on it before. Has not ever been in a fight. So
no, that animal doesn't actually know they're in a fight. Like, it's being dragged by the leg, and it's just thinking like, "Well, here we go again." Just moving.
It was pathetic. What's the full top five, Fran?
Top five in order. Number 1, Miami. Number 2, Austin. Number 3, Seattle. Number 4, Atlanta. Seattle's very rainy, so that's not going to be comfortable. And number five, Portland, Oregon.
Well, I think when it's really rainy, if you wear clothes, they get wet. So
that's fair.
Just leave them inside.
I do think some of this list is, I'm reading this list more as like, where is nudism, where is being nude going to be sort of like brushed off or almost entirely ignored? And where is it not?
Is Atlanta that high because they're making a strip club joke? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask y'all. Like, the tree cover thing is a good answer.
I think it's probably the tree canopy, yeah.
I mean, we have a good, abundant, like, growing zone. A lot of, like, backyards with fences, right? And an enthusiastic gardening community. And also, people here are kind of freaky. I think that's why, you want to know,
sure.
want to know why Nashville's so low on it?
Not freaky at all. Just
imagine with a Nashville accent, like, oh, did you hear Caroline? Right. Caroline right. likes to garden in the
nude. I saw Kirk Herbstreit's scrotum was out while he was pulling weeds.
Right.
Are you trying to say Lincoln, Nebraska doesn't get down?
Here are the bottom five. So you can tell me as a group if they get down or not. Memphis, Indianapolis.
Okay, come on now.
Hold on. Memphis, Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Boise,
what is Memphis
Idaho.
Doing down here?
Boise, Idaho, and
I'm
Lincoln,
not
Nebraska.
I'm taking my clothes off in Memphis for a second. Now that I'm
yeah,
out
do
of
you
college.
Know? Do you know what in Memphis though? There's a difference between gardening naked and just standing in your yard nude, and that's why Memphis. Is
I there. Think that counts as gardening. I'm appreciating my garden.
Because Memphis just has a bunch of guys who are hanging out like, hey, I'm naked in my yard. Come talk to me about it. I'd rather not, Wayne. I'd rather not.
Actually, probably, you know what it is? It's, no, I'm grilling naked. That's.
Yeah. Yeah. Smoking something naked.
I would just say this. If you're only putting four on the board, it makes sense that Lincoln, Nebraska is, you know, not big on nude gardening.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. You're only putting four out there.
I well, you got to have your overalls anything. On, so.
That's
I just didn't. Or like, I knew, I obviously knew that Atlanta and Nashville are very different cities. This is not a thing that I would have said, like, this is a big difference between our places.
It's the defining difference.
I was trying to difference. Think of the first time I saw somebody naked in Atlanta, like, in public. And then I remember, oh, it was when I was five. at a Braves game.
It was so, Chipper yeah. Jones. That's, I'm kidding. Chipper Jones was not playing for the Braves that early.
Chipper also has never been. By the way, this is also when you say, has anyone ever gotten naked in that city? Nashville? Yeah. Ryan, admit it. You haven't been naked once since you've been in Nashville.
He's wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
At least.
I get, yeah.
I'm saying we're making progress.
Mm-hmm. I am going to shower in this tank top.
We'll get this boy nude.
It's a city
I would be very disturbed if I saw somebody naked in Nashville. In a way
it's
that
a
in New York I wouldn't have.
And we're going to move on to the drugs.
Yeah.
It's a city where all the celebrities wear like weird layers of clothing, right? Like, what do you have? Sure. I got a shirt, then I got a rhinestone jacket, then I got a duster and another hat and a beard on top of that, and pants and some sub pants and boots.
Did you say sub pants?
Sub pants.
I think he means underwear.
Do you mean chaps?
Yeah, we never even see chaps. Chaps are sub pants.
No, chaps are super pants.
Pants. Chaps are super pants. But yeah, like country music singers have been known for wearing too much clothing. Like even in the old days, what did you wear? You wore like a crazy suit. That was considered to be like, yeah, let's show
the
some
Oak Ridge
sex appeal.
Boys wore satin capes.
Yeah, they wore capes. They wore layers on top of the layer. You know, and had beards to hide everything.
What about gardening in just a satin cape?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my summer.
Giddy up.
Hey, speaking of rankings. Speaking of rankings. Spencer.
Speaking of. Actually, I wanted to talk
Acorns.com.
God damn it.
No.
No, you have to do it now.
Welcome.
No.
When you're naked in the garden, what are you planting?
Acorns, baby. Planting seeds. Putting some oak nuts out there.
Putting some oak while you're swinging wood.
That's right. acorns.com. Acorns for all of your personal investing needs. You say, oh, I don't know anything. I certainly couldn't be an investor myself. Jason, is that correct?
That's bullshit, Spencer. What you do is you go to acorns.com/fullcast and you become an investor without having to know a goddamn thing, because you get yourself a $5 starter kit and you can throw nickels and dimes atop your $5 at your leisure. And that money goes into the magic investment portal. And the next thing you know, the number has changed. Past performance is not a guarantee of future. I don't think I have to say that, but, you know, the number is likely to go up, quite frankly, in my experience, especially if you're adding to it yourself. But, yeah, like the rapidly swelling number of mice in Australia, investments.
Line go up.
Yeah.
Mice go up to the top of the radio tower.
That's right. Remember the two rules of investing. Apes together strong.
Mice together horny. Mice together. Yeah. Passionate.
Yeah. Ardor. The real ardor of being a lovemaking mouse.
Oh, boy.
No.
Just happened.
Acorns.com/fullcast.
Yep. I was also going to say that that I've been looking at the calendar and realizing that, yes, I can actually put real events on the calendar for once. Like, that's something I haven't done in a year and a half, maybe, is put things on the calendar, like voluntary fun trips and or events that I'm going to have. And no lie, putting Big New Saturday on there, put a song in my heart, y'all.
Like, what song?
At first Free Bird, but that's always
Rock Lobster. It's Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster. That's there. Bad Boys, because there will be a thematically appropriate team.
Wait, which Bad Boys? The Gloria Estefan version or the Cops version?
What you gonna do? The theme from Cops.
Okay.
That's right. Because Big New Saturday, Notre Dame. It's happening, y'all. It is happening. For those of you who support college football's most law-abiding team.
Abiding never or break. Or like law fetishizing team?
Law, like,
because they've broken some rules.
They really have. Like, from the start, George Gipp never went to class.
Why do you think everybody's always asking him to win one for him?
That's right. Yeah, he's down at the tables. That's why. He got hustled at the pool table a couple of times. Need to come through on this cover. George Gipp, he was just like you and me, one of the most relatable stars, in that he never went to class and gambled away his tuition money.
And the only thing anyone knows about him is fake, made up by Newt Rockne.
That's right. Completely right. And, like all of us, was played by Ronald Reagan at one point.
And, like all of us, was exhumed.
Yes. The comeback! But yeah, I'm legit excited for Home Field Apparel's Big New Saturday.
That's why Indianapolis is so low on the list of nude gardening, because all the people of that city are out wearing their comfy Home Field Apparel.
I'm wearing my darn joggers.
Yeah.
How can I garden nude?
I'm not pulling my dick out. I got to wear this Zot shirt.
We are so close.
Covers my dick somehow.
We are so close. We are so close to doing
I tie it around my waist.
We're so close to doing a Home Field Joggers Give You a Flattering Print.
Oh,
right?
Man, I never realized an anteater looks so much like a radio edit.
Connor writes these ads verbatim, and he makes us read them.
He's a sick pervert.
Anyway, if you want him to keep doing that, offer code FULLCAST gets you 20% off your first order, and then Connor's going to write more weird shit for us to read. I don't want to read this, but he makes me.
He's kept us away from our families for months. Locked in this warehouse.
We're in the warehouse right now, stuffing beautifully made apparel into envelopes with...
Not folding.
Yes, with SOS.
Like tissue paper and shit.
Yeah. Our ransom notes are written on the inside of every Zot shirt.
But you won't read them because you people went to a California state school.
Yeah. Also, the shirts are really comfortable. Why take them off? Why read the inside? That goes against your belly.
Yep. Only the nude gardeners can save us.
Spencer, that's a really good instruction guide to how shirts work.
Oh, it is. I never thought about that.
Turn to apply inside to belly.
Apply to belly.
Oh, it's just like if you really want to know weird things about your friends, presumably the same gender, ask how they take off a shirt. Because I've discovered.
Wait, how do you take off a shirt? T-shirt. How do you take it off?
Is there a weird way to do this?
Yeah, I kind of just do like the whole thing. Like I grab the back of the neck.
You don't partially.
So you don't rip.
Wait, you start at the top.
You don't rend your garment like you're mourning, right?
You don't.
You take it off
like,
all at one piece.
You don't Hulk through it.
Spence, I guess my question is, as opposed to what?
Well, some people do the.
Wait, you're starting at the top and not the bottom.
Right. I start at the top and just.
So you grab your shirt from the collar to pull it off?
Yeah, I think I grab it like.
Okay, that is weird.
Between
that's
the shoulder
insane.
Blade, I've done this.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty good move.
Okay, I grab the bottom of my shirt and pull it up and over.
Correct.
My issue with this is sometimes it might end up inside out. Whereas if you just grab by the neck, you don't even have to think about it.
But
I rapture myself out of the shirt. Right? Like,
no, I'm trying to cool. I'm trying to molt out of the shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. So a beautiful moth.
You're really savoring it the whole way the shirt.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Saying goodbye to
but,
it.
Yes.
But nobody looks normal taking off a shirt. Even like once you notice it in movies. Everybody looks kind of stupid taking off a shirt. You're just like, that's an inefficient and dumb way to take off a shirt. There's no.
I think a lot of people look really cool when they're taking off shirts. Like, there are people who made a lot of money, like, you know, The Rock taking off a shirt. No one's going to say, oh, look at that dork.
Well, that's because of what he looks like with the shirt off, not the way he takes off the shirt. The way he takes off the shirt.
I'm not buying it.
Buddy,
I bet a director has given him notes on this and been like, man, you take off a shirt fucking weird. You need to do it this way or people are going to be making fun of you.
And The Rock's like, sad. Shit. Feels so sad about it.
Yeah.
I'm never so going to measure up. I'm such a dork.
I'm never going to take off my shirt in a jacked up way. Yeah. That's why I always wore a vest in the ring. So he didn't have to take a shirt off. Like, the only cool way to take a shirt off is to rip it off your body, right? That's the only super cool way.
That is the coolest
way,
yes. That is the coolest way.
Yeah.
No.
That's not the coolest way?
Well, yeah, obviously that's the coolest way. I'm out on the rest of this theory that nobody looks cool. I mean, just because we don't look cool doing it.
Yeah.
If I were Jeff Bezos wealthy, that's how I'd take off my shirt every day. Tear it.
If you were Jeff Bezos wealthy, you wouldn't wear clothes anymore. You would remove yourself from every social situation that required you to wear clothes.
Or clothes that weren't things like muumuus,
robes,
suits,
yep.
Robes, caftans, sarongs.
Tearaway pants.
Know, lungis. Yeah, tearaway pants. I just have like endless layers of tearaway
pants. All pants are tearaway pants if you wanted to.
I would dress like, I would have like $100 billion and I would dress like Chris Pontius in Party Boy, right? The Party Boy skit in Jackass. I would dress exactly like Chris Pontius, just with like the bow tie that only goes around the shirtless neck, right? Like just the bow tie, the little Chippendales bow tie and a track jacket and tearaway pants and a thong. That's what I would wear.
Is this different from now?
The music could start at any time, and you would never be ready for it.
Yeah, Jason, he doesn't have a bow tie right now. That's what he said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would need to get some cash to get the Chippendales bow tie. Thank you.
Speaking of rankings.
Yeah, this is a good segue.
Thanks,
because.
Ryan. Is that what I sound like?
This is a good segue because Homefield is located in beautiful Indiana, and the topic of Indiana came up the other day because I think Indiana is one of the few states that can legitimately claim truth in advertising when it comes to the state motto. State mottos, in general, vary wildly in terms of accuracy. But Indiana's, I think Indiana's is both modest, accurate, and it's an attainable goal. It's something that if would Indiana set this, I think, you know, they there was a lot of self-knowledge at play here. Because Indiana state motto, it's not something majestic like, you know, Providence or Hope or Liberty Forever. No, Indiana's not promising any of those things. Indiana's motto is...
Can we back that up for you?
Kind of. The crossroads of America. That's what does it say? Where you kind of go to get to somewhere else?
We're in the middle of stuff.
We're in the middle. You know what? Indiana, we're around.
Indiana, it's on the way.
Yeah.
Indiana, people go through us.
It's really not on the way is the thing. Not for me.
I think it was when people had to, you know, drive through Indiana.
I mean, it is for the up there's.
Yeah, for the up there's, and back when, like, Michigan was the Western United States, definitely, like, yeah, you would have had to go through Indiana to get there.
Indiana, the former crossroads of America.
The original Idaho.
The abandoned crossroads of America.
The paleo Missouri, Indiana.
Indiana, people used to go through us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like
Tin Horn for all your shit.
Indiana, you'll run right through us. We'll run right through you. One time, the first encounter I had with stinging flies was in Indiana. When somebody goes, "What is your experience in Indiana?" I'm like, "Well, one time my dad parked behind a Hardee's in Indiana while we were driving to Chicago, and stinging flies got in the car." That's before going to Indiana for a football game, that was my experience with Indiana. So Crossroads of America totally works.
The longest Pentecostal service I've ever sat through was in Indiana. 7 fucking hours.
I'm sorry, what?
Whoa.
Seven hours of holler church in Indiana.
That's Septicostal.
I'm never going back to Indiana. Unless it's the home field headquarters for my job there.
Yep.
That's
for a 7-hour shift.
I mean, and we couldn't leave because my brother-in-law was playing the fucking fiddle. That was his job for the day.
Were his hands bleeding afterwards?
It was so goddamn
7
funny.
Hours?
Dude,
I didn't realize Pentecostals were
that's
so
the stigmata.
That's
a Catholic, Spencer, frankly.
That's
shit.
I know you do you, but that's too much church.
That is a month of church, in my opinion.
7 hours is
that's
2 months
of
Catholic church.
Sunday.
Dude, yeah. you know, me growing up, that's like a week of church. But yeah, we were there so long. I remember this on the way back home, the Hawks game had started.
Wow.
Tip off was 8.
Damn.
Yeah.
God, 7 hours. Oh my God. So yeah.
That's Indiana.
Yeah, that's Indiana. But you know what? Give Indiana credit. Two things I know. One, that they call themselves the Crossroads of America, and that's modest and accurate. And also, their state beverage is water, which also, that's Indiana keeping it real. Like, maybe we'll be something wacky. Maybe we'll be ecto-cooler. Maybe we'll be... No. Water.
Oh, this is
Slimer,
real.
Slimer turned him down. Slimer was like, "Oh, jeez, I sat through a 7-hour church service. Fuck you, Indiana."
Indiana is the only state with water as its official beverage. Almost all the other ones are milk, except for a few that get creative.
Oh.
Water is a way better choice than milk.
There's a lot of milk. America just cranks out milk. South Carolina's state beverage, one of them is milk.
Yeah, you know, you go to Myrtle Beach, you got to get a to-go cup of milk.
Oh, the cows of South Carolina.
Hey, man, you know what I love? Just going to a Clemson tailgate, pulling up with a big old jug of milk.
Hey, man, who's got the hot milk?
91 degrees.
Yeah, man, the Carolina game cows, it's a thing.
It looks like tea is a South Carolina's other state beverage.
Sure.
I don't know. You already said milk. You don't get to change.
That's
Nebraska. I mean, one of their two is Kool-Aid, milk and Kool-Aid. Man, Nebraska rules. I don't know why. Nebraska. Kool-Aid.
No. I'm gonna stand with Nebraska here. That they're like, hey, one of our state beverages is just sugary shit. That's crap.
Nebraska state beverages. Give me everything 8-year olds drink.
Just idiot juice.
Milk and Kool-Aid.
our state beverage is flavor ice that we forgot to put in the freezer. Just drink it out of the tube.
The tube. Give it one big slurp. Ohio tomato juice. It's kind of hangovery.
I wish one state would just have like red drink. Red
sure.
drink.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It should be like
purple
Alabama.
Stuff.
Georgia would be a contender for a red drink. Yeah. One state with a sunny delight.
Five alive.
I mean, I can't. What is the point of even joking about it? That was dumb of me. Nebraska has Kool-Aid. They've already won.
Yeah.
That's funnier than.
What is the state beverage of Nevada?
Not all of them have state beverages, okay. According to the wiki. Nevada, everyone is parched. There is, you know, it's any liquid
Nevada's
you can keep down.
Nevada's going to be like
Sanka. Nevada should be Long Island iced tea.
Oh, I found a funnier. Here's a funnier milk. Maryland.
Oh, God.
Oh, crabs and milk. God. Put some Old Bay in my milk.
Did you know you could milk a turtle? Tennessee also milk.
Ugh.
Out there on the hills, the hill cows.
Spencer, if you slander Mayfield Dairy, we're going to hang up this call right now and fight.
I'll only do it to defer to purity. But, you know, I think it's
a respectable
flip.
First.
Louisiana milk. Louisiana is also milk.
Spice.
Blackened milk.
Blackened. Hey! Go get some of this blackened milk.
Does this milk by have milk. Blood in it? Sure does.
Yeah, by milk, Louisiana, that's like code for something, right? Like tax evasion. That's what it is. Our beverage is tax evasion. I think Rhode Island, you're so weird, Rhode Island. Coffee milk. What? Coffee milk. So weird.
Is that different from milk in coffee?
I
believe it is.
You know, I could look it up,
but
like,
it's Rhode Island.
No, it is different because it's basically like
chocolate milk, but
it's like
coffee.
Chocolate milk, but you use like a
Wait,
coffee
that sounds
syrup
incredible.
Instead this of a is, chocolate syrup.
This is better than I thought. It's just come up with a better name for it.
Oh, the name is fucking stupid.
This is the most unimaginative New England thing. Coffee milk. Have it with my lobster roll.
Anybody, yeah, is any state's beverage squirt?
No.
Damn, it should be, though. It really should be. Tennessee should be RC Cola. Give it to babies. They'll be fine. It'll make them strong.
Indiana water. That's amazing. And they did this in 2007 as well. Like, this wasn't some weird shit on the books.
All right, guys. No. We've taken decades to think about it, to really study the issue.
Our water is the pure. All right, there's a 3-page resolution. Whereas water makes life possible, whereas water is the single most vital resource in the world, they're on a roll here. Our water quality is quite fragile. Responsibility. Okay, this is an environmental thing. Look at you, Indiana. All right, so that's what it's about, is protecting water for the future.
Sure. Man, meanwhile, Pennsylvania is like, Verner's! Verner's is life!
Verner's is so good. Screw water. Why isn't Puerto Rico a state? Their official drink is the piña colada. That is dope as hell.
Okay, shit.
You okay?
I'm hesitant to explain what just happened.
Did you have some coffee milk?
No, we have these over-the-ear headphones that are... Y'all, I'm so old. We have these over-the-ear headphones that are very solid. I'm still sick, in case you can't hear. Cerber, you can cut all this out or leave it in. Let the people know I suffer for them. I still don't have my voice all the way back, but that has nothing to do with what just happened, which is these headphones that we have are so like well fitted to my ear that they occasionally make me dizzy. And I was playing Super Mario Kart and I got so queasy that I thought I was going to puke. And I had to like take my headphones off and lie down for a minute.
I knew this podcast was bad for people. I fucking knew it.
I got motion sickness playing Mario Kart. I'm ready for the ice flow.
You are the actual person that all video game warnings, right? Like, oh, warning may cause disorientation.
I never played it like while on these headphones before, and oh. Anyway, I'm back. I don't feel good.
Mm.
Talking about milk from a bunch of different states should be the trick.
It was, yeah. It's always a bad choice. Another state motto, though, when I started looking at them, that I'm going to put in the other side and being like, I'm going to accuse you of false advertising in the highest degree possible. Y'all happen to know what the state of Kansas's state motto is? Just off the top of your head.
No.
Ad astra per aspera.
Kansas, what? Wow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you gotta aim for something.
Just, like, I cannot think of it more. Like, you know when you see somebody who's wearing a shirt that says death before dishonor, they usually look like the kind of person who you go, nah, it's probably gonna be death for you, buddy.
It's probably gonna be several deaths.
Yeah. In case of a high stress situation, you're probably taking the first option, you know, and maybe dishonor then death immediately, but you're getting both. Yeah, that's Kansas, because Kansas to the stars through difficulties. Not exactly the place where I would go. Yeah, Kansas, absolutely reaching for the stars through difficulties, maybe.
It feels another, like, kind of stolen space valor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kansas particularly astronautical?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it because they can always see so much space?
That's fair.
You know, no trees, hills, anything. Just, God, every time you look up, nothing but space.
I mean, if you reach through Kansas, where do you get? Missouri? Hmm. Doesn't seem like you're reaching for any particularly good reason. Florida's is great because it's In God We Trust, which is plagiarized. Florida just cribbed off somebody else's shit.
Yep.
Way to go.
Florida also definitely did that thing. I'm like, cool. That, if we write it on that, that makes it legally money. Anything you write In God We Trust on is legally money now. And you got to put the pyramid on there too. And the cool Superman S.
Why is this making me mad? Just because I'm remembering stupid people I live next to in Florida.
Oh, wait. I can think of a way in which this is actually a very valuable motto for Florida. Mm-hmm. If you read the implied second half of that sentence, it's In God We Trust, comma, not other Floridians. And then it makes sense as a motto.
It also doesn't say which God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sup, brah?
Yeah. Hey, Cthulhu. I see you, baby.
Listen, we saw Stargate, and we want in.
What? The cool robes? Richard
Dean Anderson. The laser staffs. That's right. Yep.
Laser staff pyramids. Come on.
It's fucking awesome.
Sounds dope as hell. We'll go to Checkers, then we'll go to the Stargate.
Gotta get my spicy fries before I go through the Stargate.
Put on that Three Doors Down CD. My favorite. Go to the Stargate. We'll stop in Ybor first. It'll be cool. Just a couple of shots. You gotta show up lit to the Stargate, bro.
Oh, fuck. I hope there's not a vape shop called Star Vape in Tampa, because I'm going to open that. I'm going to open that and get so rich.
I hear it's actually, you know, that's what's in the UFO in 2001. That's what's in there. Stargate. It's up there. I think Michigan's is maybe the most Michigan man possible, because it is Latin for, if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you. First of all, it's a state motto using the term peninsula. That's a $5 word.
What does that mean? What does that mean, though?
It means, if you want a nice place that's surrounded by water, hey, buddy, we just described it. That's us.
The look around you. So it applies when you're in Michigan, no matter which part of Michigan you're in, right?
Including in a building, including trapped in like a sensory deprivation chamber.
Well, you won't see it with your eyes. You'll see it with your heart. But it doesn't apply when you're outside of Michigan, though. Because if you're in Toledo, right, you're not surrounded by peninsularity.
Well, this would just be, I think it's interesting because it's strictly a conditional statement based on being in Michigan. Michigan's state motto only applies to the state of Michigan by definition.
This is the fancy version of the apartment complex that has the, if you lived here, you'd be home by now sign out front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so well prescribed and limited a definition. I actually think, though this is very, very pedantic, right? Like, well, where are you standing, buddy? You're on a peninsula. What's that? I'm so glad you asked. Hello, I'm the University of Michigan.
So, like, in my mind, a state motto, it's probably mostly tourism-based, right? But, like, most of these states also have their own tourism slogans that they, I'm sure, change every 6 months after spending $1 million on it or whatever. But Michigan, their motto is not about bringing people into the state. It's about keeping people there. Because if you're born in Michigan, you're like, I want to leave. But wait a second. You're in a pleasant peninsula. Why would you want to leave a thing like that? So Michigan has an anti-tourism slogan.
Sure.
Well, it's also telling you what you're about. If you're like, hey, listen, what's the landmass that I hate most? What form? Peninsulas. I want nothing to do with them. Don't trust them. They're outnumbered.
Yeah. I'm too landlocked for this state. Or
don't bring it up again.
Yeah. This is also like Kansas took an existing Latin phrase that could be applied to, you know, multiple settings or whatever. Did Michigan just like make up their own Latin? Like, was this a project for an AP assignment? And they were like, by the way, this will also be the state motto.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Somebody got AP credit for this.
Fucking Michigan. Also, what if you're not seeking a pleasant peninsula?
Well, then your ass can get the fuck
get
out
the
of
fuck
Michigan.
Out. Yeah, I'm looking for an isthmus. You can get the fuck out of here, buddy.
You take that shit to wherever those are. Delaware,
take that shit
Maryland.
To the archipelago where it belongs.
Hey, listen, pal. You can go to Ohio if that's what you want. But if you're looking for that, come to
the
Michigan.
The Ohio isthmus.
What landform is Ohio? Blobby. Undefined. Nowhere near as pleasant or peninsular as Michigan.
It's a downright unpleasant. Yeah, I don't know how you describe that thing.
Yep, just land.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Ohio's just, what is it? Oh, we're just here. Eventually,
can I,
run out into Indiana.
In the interest of fairness, can I mention what Georgia's state motto is and how poorly it fits?
Oh, sure. Man.
It is wisdom, justice, moderation. And I would say we are
0 for 3
there.
0 for 3.
Shit.
Moderation,
why
we have a few.
Try with moderation.
We have a few dry counties, but no. There's no. There's
reach.
None of any
why
of
these. Why would you put yourself in that position?
0 for 3.
This can be wisdom. Changed very quick. Very mildly. Just a few tweaks. David Justice Hateration. New motto.
I wouldn't do that for the Bravos. I wouldn't. I think we could fix this with a question mark. Question mark after moderation. Wisdom, justice, moderation?
Just asking questions, and the answer is
Yeah, just a question mark. Like, maybe?
This is the kind of thing that tells you you're about to go into a racist courtroom. It is helpful in that regard. Like, if you saw this in a judge's chambers, you'd be like, oh, we are fucked. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a hanging judge. We're dead. It's going to drop the courthouse on us. We're here for a parking ticket. We're going to catch a manslaughter charge. Just watch. It's happening. I like Montana's because Montana's is basically just a sign begging people to come there because it's oro y plata. Gold and silver. That's all, like, Montana's is just like, woo, gold and silver. Come on out. Is it true? Maybe. We got lots of land. We need people. Get your ass on out here. Oro y plata, y'all.
Fuck.
That's amazing. Arkansas's is the people rule.
Wow.
Some people rule.
Which one?
People rule. They rule. I choose to believe it as a declarative statement, not as a prescription. Right?
Just generally, people. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, people fucking rule.
Yeah. Arkansas is basically, I fucking love science, but for people, right? People rule.
Dude, you know what rules? It's people. Who would say such a thing?
I think this one needs an exclamation point. People rule! That's again, this is also going on the wisdom, justice, moderation of 0 for 3. 0 for the whole thing. Just missed again, Arkansas. Unless you put the exclamation point, and then we're just saying how much faith we have in humanity. Which, again, you might be 0 for here. So, North Carolina is the original don't talk about it, be about it, because their motto is to be rather than to seem. Which feels like a subtweet for a state motto. Of what other state around it? I'm guessing South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina, sure. you need to quit seeming.
Yeah, you're not being about it. Although I will say, South Carolina historically has been about it. What is it? Nothing good. But they've 100% been about it. South Carolina's motto, by the way, while I breathe, I hope, and ready in soul and resource, which, again, oh, for the whole thing.
Resource?
I mean, ready in soul and resource kind of sounds like stay strapped. That's basically what they're saying.
I guess it depends on what the resource is, yeah.
I'll whip your ass as the state motto.
Cookout milkshakes is the resource, and we are ready.
Yeah, whereas North Carolina is actually about it because that's where the cookout milkshakes come from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're not talking about it. They're being about it.
It's a root vegetable.
Yeah.
I think there is one. I think there is one you can get with.
Virginia, y'all, we need to talk about this.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was y'all.
It should be. That'd be better. Virginia still has Sic Semper Tyrannis as their state motto.
Wow. They don't really update shit very often there.
Mm, yeah.
No, they haven't dropped that new Virginia DLC in quite a while. Yeah. Because they still haven't changed Sic Semper Tyrannis, which, I don't know, at this rate they might get around to changing it, like, you know, next 50 years. Or so. Wisconsin's I love because it's literally a variation of their football cheer. It's forward. So it's like literally on Wisconsin.
Huh.
It's just forward?
Forward. Which I love because it answers whatever question you have. So what
you
are
know
we
what?
Doing? Forward.
I think I know how this happens. So in Wisconsin, they had some sort of committee gathered up to figure out the motto, and they're looking around at the other states, and they're like, they're like two words, three words. You know what we need? We need a four-word motto. And some smartass was like, okay, I got it. I wrote it down.
Yep.
I wrote it down. You guys will love it. We have a four-word motto.
Forward. I think it just means run the ball. Forward.
Yeah, none of this east and west crap.
Yeah, this, no screens.
This fancy footing in the backfield. One cut and go forward.
That's it. It's just the, we're the I formation state.
Just follow your frickin' blockers.
Follow your blockers. Go in there. Then we'll go ice fishing on Wisconsin.
It's not forward past Wisconsin. Forward.
Again, this feels like a subtweet of some other state. Probably Iowa. Because implies that some...
Where they throw the darn ball.
Right. That some states backwards. Right? In Wisconsin, we're all about being forward. Unlike some of us. I was like, I heard that. And then Nebraska, in addition, coming off the triumph of naming Kool-Aid as one of their state beverages. I drink a gallon of it a day. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Keeps me purple.
gives my skin a natural ruddy pigment, like I've been exposed to high heat or radiation. Nebraska's is equality before the law. So everyone
before
in Nebraska,
the law. Once law arrives, deal's off. You're on your own. But I'm assuming this means in front of the law. But yeah, they should update that one as well. Because no one really
equality.
I
choose to read it as we are all flat. Before the law, like the state of Nebraska, we are flat. All equal. One great plane of human equality.
I am a little disappointed you didn't include the best. It's not a state motto, admittedly, but it is the best territory/protectorate motto. And that's Guam's.
What is Guam's?
Where America's Day begins.
Aw.
What a fucking dunk.
So
yikes.
All of this, so they're taking the blame for all of this, even though this is like the least their fault?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I think it's also sort of like, hey, we get to watch Jeopardy before the rest of you. Fuck off.
I mean, it's nice. The thought is nice. I just don't want them blamed for everything that happens once they hand the sun to us.
I wish some like mountain zone state would go with like where America's night ends, and everybody's like, "What? That doesn't even... What are you talking about?
You forgot about Hawaii, you asshole."
America's unending evening.
This is very aggressive, Colorado.
Forever night, the Batman state.
The sun never sets on the Missouri Empire. It does all the time.
I just
settle
wish,
down,
like,
Missouri.
I just wish Colorado would just be the state to finally adopt some truly ornery, thorny Western motto. Like, no, Colorado, no. Well, what if we had a law? No,
Colorado, come with me if you want to live. Isn't that from Predator? Shut up.
You're gonna get sued, Colorado. You're gonna get sued.
Wyoming, I ain't got time to bleed.
That's it. When I am president, every state will have to pick a line from Predator, and that will be your state motto. And here's the thing. There's not a lot of dialogue in Predator, folks.
So one state's going to be left with something like man dies.
Yes, right. With Predator's mandibles clicking. That's our state motto in New Jersey.
Kentucky, our new state motto is explosion. But that was the old one anyway.
Florida, you're one ugly son of a bitch.
No, Florida's is if it bleeds, we could kill it.
Predator script.
I think Louisiana should be the stuff.
Stick around,
a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus, just like me.
Okay, that works.
That should be Louisiana. Who gets Dylan? Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota gets that. Yeah. Oh God.
This is good.
You know, this could actually work.
Oregon,
oh,
you got time to duck?
New York, you got a real bad attitude. Oh my God, Ohio, time to let old Painless out of the bag.
I found South Carolina. How okay. many Marines does it take to eat a squirrel?
Alabama, payback time. Nevada, you lose it here, you're in a world of hurt.
Georgia, you never were all that smart. Let's go.
Arizona, I'm scared, Poncho.
See, it's great. Hawaii, get to the chopper now.
How many movies is that set in?
Oh, God. Massachusetts. There's something out there hunting us, and it ain't no man. We all gonna die.
Ah, the United States of Predator. Finally, our country comes together to heal.
What's gonna bring us back together? Oh, God. Finally, the state motto for Georgia that really we deserve, which is, what the hell are you? This is an amazing conceit.
For some real weird western state like Montana, I just scrolled past the line. You're ghosting on me, motherfucker.
Here's the thing. These will be put on license plates.
That's will have to be.
But every license plate will just be a different character.
Yes, correct.
No. A choose life one, just like Jesse Ventura with the minigun. Jesse Ventura would love it. He'd be like, I see no cognitive dissonance here. Oh, God. I can't believe. I don't want to hear anything, by the way, anything from any Midwesterner ever about the South, because no one in the South elected Jesse Ventura governor. You joke about us electing professional wrestlers governor. No, y'all did it. And you liked it. Don't lie.